Just following up on the question on immigration first. President Trump, during the course of the campaign in 2024, said the following about illegal immigration. He said, they're going back home where they belong, and we start with the criminals. There are many, many criminals. NBC News has learned that ICE arrested 1,179 undocumented immigrants on Sunday, but nearly half of them, 566 of the migrants, appear to have no prior criminal record besides entering the country illegally. Is the president still focused exclusively, which is a civil crime, not a, it's not criminal.
It's a federal crime.
So I'm asking, though, he said he was going to focus on those violent offenders first. So is violent offenders no longer the predicate for these people to be deported?
The president has said countless times on the campaign trail, I've been with him at the rallies, I know you've been there covering them too, Peter, that he is focused on launching the largest mass deportation operation in American history of illegal criminals. And if you are an individual, a foreign national, who illegally enters the United States of America, you are, by definition, a criminal. And so, therefore, you are subject to deportation.
I apologize for interrupting. So, to be clear, it's not violent criminals do not receive precedence in terms of the deportations taking place.
The president has also said two things can be true at the same time. We want to deport illegal criminals, illegal immigrants from this country, but the president has said that, of course, the illegal criminal drug dealers, the rapists, the murderers, the individuals who have committed heinous acts on the interior of our country and who have terrorized law-abiding American citizens, absolutely, those should be the priority of ICE, but that doesn't mean that the other illegal criminals who entered our nation's borders are off the table.
Caroline, on immigration, of the 3,500 arrests ICE has made so far since President Trump came back into office, can you just tell us the numbers? How many have a criminal record versus those who are just in the country illegally?
All of them, because they illegally broke our nation's laws, and therefore they are criminals, as far as this administration goes. I know the last administration didn't see it that way, so it's a big culture shift in our nation to view someone who breaks our immigration laws as a criminal, but that's exactly what they are.